Nobody's looking for a perfect father, just someone who isn't out to destroy us.
Did you see those two bikes that Paulie built?
I saw that where he did the Geico one and Anti-Venom, he's calling them.
Something like that. Looks like a web bike to me.
Yeah, it's another rendition of the web bike, right?
Regardless, I got to give him credit. I mean, then he made two bikes, which is not too bad. I was talking to Mike this morning about pretty much Sturgis and two bikes that Paulie built. Hopefully, by building the two bikes he did, is showing that initiative that maybe there'll be some competition there, because really, that's what it's all about. I think on a business level, I'm encouraged a little bit, because I'm really was disappointed in the beginning of not having the competition. He also needs to put his nose to the grindstone and pay attention to his business.
Right, because now he has to realize he's a businessman now. He doesn't have you or everybody that was in Orange County Choppers to fall back on to help him move forward. Now, reality.
I think as far as those bikes, I think that those are bikes that kind of we did in the very beginning. That's what kind of style they were. But you got to start somewhere.
Get back to work.
Stay right there. That's a good picture.
Good picture.
Oh, that was the best time right there in Sturgis. That was awesome.
Now that we're back from Sturgis, we're obviously very excited about how everything went down. We had a great time out there, two phenomenal unveils.
I just want to let you know how much this really means to me. You're going to see a lot more of these kind of bikes coming out. Thank you so much for being a part of my first unveil. Thank you, guys.
Turns out while we were on our way back from Sturgis, we got a bunch of fan mail and emails from potential customers, and people want bikes.
People want bikes. That's what we want to hear. So the next project is a quad project.
Quad project.
Even though we just got back from Sturgis, there's no time to rest. Tomorrow we got to be at the track with Bling Star and get this next project going. So with that said, let's go. Come on, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, man?
Sean Hess out of Texas representing Bling Star up here in New York to talk to Paul Jr. about building an ATV for us. We got one of our team riders here hitting up some hot laps, and I just thought you could kind of get an idea, maybe give you some inspiration on, you know, how to build a quad for us.
Yeah, yeah. No,
you know, I just figured you saw a quad and saw everything that we got to do, you know, might be able to do the job, you know. Since Bling Star is well aware of Paul Jr.'s background in choppers, we figured that if he could build an ATV for us, it would help launch our company to another level.
OD here is going to be taking the lead. Since I'm getting married, I just won't be here for this project. Luckily, Odie's pretty heavy into quads. So I think it's a perfect opportunity for him to take the reins on this project and see what he does with it.
You have much background with the quad stuff? Or?
Yeah, I've been racing for like the last 4 years.
Oh, he might be our man for the job?
Yeah, I'm thinking he's the guy for the job.
You guys are going to be looking over his shoulder, though? He looks kind of young.
Vinny's going to watch him, and I'll keep checking in on him.
How old are you?
21.
He looks about 15. You know, I don't know.
You know, Junior and Vinny are putting a lot of trust in me on building this quad out. I kind of want to make it pretty sweet so I can impress Junior with it.
You know, Bling Star, we're about being loud. Anything that's over the top, you know, something that's in your face, I mean, that's what we're looking for with any of it.
You got some ideas for that?
Yeah.
The idea here is to build him up. You know, we're looking towards the future of the company, and I'm looking at it as an investment. What class you ride in? I don't really understand it fully.
Motocross, I did the A class. TT, I did A in Pro-Am.
Well, if he's an A in Pro-Am, he's a pretty good rider. Well, maybe we can put a little faith behind the guy.
You know, this is really only our second paying client, and it's in Odie's hands, so, you know, he's got to take it seriously.
Thank you very much. We'll see y'all in, what, 3 weeks?
Thank you.
I hope Odie's up to it.
We got a visit today from Debbie Higgins. She's with the National Fallen Heroes Memorial.
Yo.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi.
It's Mike Damirotti and Jason Poole.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Any chance we get to support our military in tribute, we always jump at the opportunities.
That's
It's a memorial bike from first killed after Vietnam till the end of Operation Iraqi Freedom. We're doing a build for the National Fallen Heroes Memorial, which will honor all five military branches and 27 different conflicts. So it's going to be honoring our fallen, our wounded, our retired, and our active duty.
You're going to build a memorial also?
Can I look at that?
Yeah, it's going to be five walls, one for each military branch. And then on the grounds, we're going to have over 200 statues, and then the museum's going to sit on an acre and a half of land. Now, there's some conflicts we didn't lose anybody, but they still served and went over there. It's time to give back to our soldiers. Bring it full circle, you know? Loving the World War II memorial, but it was 54 years later. How many of them were still around?
When you meet a person like this, it inspires you to do even a better job than you do already, and it's a good feeling. You feel like you're doing it for a really good cause.
This whole idea came from my son.
Oh, really?
Wow.
My son, James, he was shot and killed in Iraq, July 27, 2006, 4 days before coming home at 22 years old. He wanted me to go down and check out some of the memorials, and he goes, well, why isn't there memorials for the in-between wars and conflicts? James had spoke about wanting a memorial for all fallen heroes, for active duty, for wounded.
About the bike, are you thinking red, white, and blue?
Thinking, you know, to say something about the fallen, the sacrifice of their lives. You know, they're not going to be revered old men. They had the chance of being fathers and grandfathers, and then now they're not going to have that chance.
It's a lot to take in. It's a huge responsibility, and it's like, you really don't want to let down the military because they do so much for us that we really need to be on our A game with this project. Because this bike's going to be used as a promotional tool to help raise awareness for the National Fallen Heroes Memorial.
I've followed everything that you've done, and your heart just reaches out, and I see it in your eyes when the military comes through here and you've talked with people, and I was just like, I've got to talk to him. He's the one that can pull this off.
We can do it.
It's a great project for us. It's a real good project for us. We do different kinds of projects, and each one of them is meaningful, but when it comes to stuff like this, it's really heartfelt.
What do you got there?
Paulie's wedding invitation. I don't really know what to do, you know. It's kind of like I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
How do I go to a wedding where nobody's talking to me, including my son? What am I gonna do, stand in the background like a dummy, you know?
You know, it's kind of like I'd hate to see miss my own son's wedding, you know what I mean? It's
I know, I know.
But it's kind of like, I mean, I would go, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I want to go.
You know, when Senior came in and he brought me that invitation, I mean, he was very flustered about it. He just is very confused whether or not, you know, we should go or not. It's just really tough on him.
Honestly, this is a special day for him. And whether he wants me there or not, I think that it's going to be taking away from him enjoying his wedding because of feeling uncomfortable that I'm there. Regardless of what the situation is between me and him, he's still my son. To not be able to go to this wedding, I think, is going to be a big loss, definitely for me, and I would think for him also. All right, so do whatever you want with that. Put it down somewhere else. See you later, right?
Auction Kings, all new tomorrow at 10, only on Discovery.
A little while back, Michael decided it'd be better to move his art studio out of the shop and in his own space over here in Beacon. We were so busy when he moved over here, getting those bikes done for Sturgis, that we just didn't have a chance to see him.
You ever been here?
No. We were too busy, man. We didn't have a breather. You been here?
No.
Today was the very first opportunity we've had, and we took it.
Come in!
Hey, that's why you sweat so much going up and down them stairs.
It's hot too, man.
Vin and Paul had a surprise drop by my my studio apartment, and I thought it was really kind of a nice surprise.
Hey, come here, buddy.
I told Mom to come over. Hope you don't mind. What's up, brother? You know, it's a small little studio with a loft, but it's perfect for what he needs. He's got his stuff everywhere. But it was like organized chaos.
What do you guys think of the place?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a nice little studio. It's perfect for what you need.
You drink in that fridge? That's drinkable?
No.
You know, Mikey's got a lot going on, and he's there busy and he's painting, but, you know, I'd still love to see him come back. I miss the guy, and even if I only see him twice a week, at least I know I'm going to see him twice a week.
Who keeps freaking Tortito chips in the fridge?
Hello?
Oh, they're after you. What are you on the run? Hey, Mama.
I am very proud that Paul and Mike are doing their own thing and having some success. We always want to see your kids stay tight and be there for each other, you know, no matter how old they are.
Paul, don't. Dude, Mom's I'm gonna kill you, you goofball idiot.
Why?
Because, man, that's fresh paint.
What do you mean it's fresh paint? When'd you paint it?
It's fresh paint. I just painted it before. I love seeing you get
mad. I just wanted to pretend like I was painting it, too.
Yeah. That's fresh paint, too, you mom.
What?
Mom,
what?
He says.
What the man,
you're lucky mom's here.
Whoa.
I'd be going haywire.
Throw me out the window?
No, I'd be swearing, and then I would throw Vinny out the window.
How'd you get in the mix of this thing? You know, my mother is obviously a big supporter of us. She would always be that, even in spite of my father being a non-supporter. Obviously, she's very excited about me getting married.
Okay, that behind you. Ready to get married?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's like 3 days. It should be good. Yeah, I'm excited.
It'll be great. Yeah. You should be getting very excited. This is a joyous occasion.
I am. I think a lot of people like to reference our family as being dysfunctional, which there's some truth to that, I think, in any family. We got to go back to work, Mom?
I do.
All right, come on.
I'll slap your mouth.
Mike, you need an elevator here. I
know.
These steps are killers.
But for the most part, aside from my father, the rest of our family is doing great. We all get along very well, and we're all accomplishing amazing things in our own lives as individuals and together as a family. Okay, getting married on three. One, two, three. Get married!
All right, guys, thanks for coming
by.
We'll
see you down there in Jersey.
Here comes Jason Poole, the final rendition.
What's up, man?
How you doing there, Jason Poole?
Good.
What's up today, buddy?
Not a whole lot.
What you got there?
So today we're starting the National Fallen Heroes Memorial Bike. Deborah Higgins is the point person on this. She wants this bike to be rough and tough and modern. And what she means by modern, I think, is it's got to be tan, you know, because all the desert camo is today. It's the modern version.
You have these on both sides?
Yeah. She really wanted to go extreme with this. She mentioned 40-millimeter grenades and everything else.
Did you do good, Jason?
Yeah.
Are they boxed out and welded?
This is the 40-millimeter grenade box that hooks up to a machine gun. And then this is going to be a track system. It's called an ammunition chute.
Yeah.
And the ammo will be in the track. It's the new stuff they have, so no debris or nothing gets caught when the bullets are cycling through the gun.
Can you buy them?
Yeah, well, actually, Nobles Manufacturing is sending us two of them for the project. Turns out the guy I spoke with was a retired Marine and it knows about the Fallen Heroes Memorial, so he was on board with it, and they're sending us some equipment to use on the bike. So it went from, you know, just having a gun on it to being this hardcore 40 cal grenade launching vehicle.
Find your room.
Big guy.
Yeah, I got you now.
The gas tank is all going to be more or less flow jet pieces, and then, you know, just everything be welded together. But it's all going to be in just different angles, but squared off. I think deflection is one of the bigger things that we're going for as far as the look and the different pieces that we are going to put on the bike. doing it this way, I mean, for myself, it makes it a lot easier. I can probably have the gas tank done in a couple hours today, which would be, you know, really nice. Just that way I can help working on, you know, some of the other parts of the bike.
All right, Joe's here.
So when I seen Joe pull in the garage with the quad, I seen it, and right away I was like, it's a top-of-line quad ready, and I'm thinking, what are we possibly going to do to make it even better?
Any objections to pulling this thing out? You know, the quad from the get-go is already, you know, top-notch, ready to race. So what we really want to do is we want to make this thing look good. Nice, man. We want to make it perform good. It's got to be super functional. To bring this quad that's already very much a lot of that stuff to being even better, it's going to be a little bit, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but I know we can do it. I don't think it's possible we could take it apart without riding it.
Yeah, somebody's got to take it out.
Yeah, see how it rips.
Since Odie's an experienced quad racer and he's heading up this project, it only makes sense that he takes it out for a test drive.
You know, it's unbelievable standing here watching that because I just want to learn how to ride the damn thing forward, let alone slide in and spin in. So I have a lot of respect for what they do, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
He gets me nervous when he does that.
You know, I think Odie got a little carried away. He came in a little too hot, wanted to get it up on a little bit of a stoppy, and I think he forgot to release the brake.
All right, let's put that on the lift now.
Oh, man. All right. Good, Ode.
First thing we're going to do to the quad is we're going to strip it, get it powder coated, and I've already been looking up front end parts and rear parts and a bunch of other kind of stuff for it. That one you can leave.
Leave that one.
Yeah.
You got it, El Capitan.
Since Junior wants Odie overseeing this build, he's been busy going through some catalogs. He's picking out some stuff. He's getting some ideas. But right now, we're stripping it, and it's going to be stripped pretty quick. Then we really got to figure out what we're going to do, get the parts, figure out what we're going to use, powder coat them if we want to change the color, modify them, or make the parts if we want. So there's still a good amount of stuff to be done, and we really don't want a lot of idle time. So we don't want to be sitting here with our, you know, twiddling our thumbs once this thing's apart.
People were saucing, kind of, I don't know. You know, it's not even so much. I am better off.
Jason was there.
Jason was there, man.
That was good. That was nice.
You know, after all that's happening and all the mean things that Jason said about my brother, I think it showed quite a bit of character on his part to actually show up to Paul's wedding, put everything aside, and, you know, show face.
Are you bummed your old man didn't show up?
I don't know how I feel about it. I think he probably should have gone if Paul invited him. You know, I think it really hurt Paul that my father didn't show up for the wedding. Honestly, to me, it showed lack of character on my father's part. To not be able to put it aside to go to his firstborn's wedding. It's a big event. Well, what should be done in your expectations of someone, if they're lowered, are two different things.
Yeah, all I know is I just can't imagine being cut from my kid's wedding.
Yeah?
No, I mean, you know, I guess it doesn't really matter. You know, there's situations and everything else, but it's just as a father, it's hard for me to imagine that.
I can't answer for Paul, but I think if the shoe was on the other foot and my father was getting married for, say, a third time or something like that, Paul would have put things aside and shown up. All right.
Good talk.
Good talk.
Let me get back to work.
All right.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should come up with our cutoff time to stop putting stuff on here.
10:15.
Today was the last day of fab on the National Fallen Heroes Memorial bike that we're doing. And, you know, our goal was to get everything done. We've done actually a ton of work on this bike. We did this thing in 3 days. You know, that was Senior's deal. He didn't think we were really going to get it done. He gave us a timeline, said you had to get it done by the end of the day, Thursday. That was the goal. You know, and actually, we wound up adding a couple things extra to the bike. So, you know, we didn't really wind up eliminating anything at all. We did think we might have to just to be able to meet the timeline, but we were fortunate.
Ricky Bobby.
What do you got, toys? Nice.
Damn right,
is
toys.
Is that a real one? It is. It still fires.
Well.
Can we put stuff in it and shoot it?
Trigger's a little glued shut, but.
So today was pretty much the greatest day of my entire life because I received 3 packages from all different parts of the country.
One was ammunition chutes from Nobles Manufacturing.
Mike, you want to go in the basement and shoot it?
The other package was from DPMS, and that was an AR-15 that's inert.
Are they alive, too?
No, they wouldn't give me live ones, I asked.
Son of a... They take all the fun out of it.
The other package, which was one of the coolest, is Claymore's from Mohawk. So Claymore's guns and ammo shoots all in one day. It's going to be hard to ruin this good mood we got going on.
I got to say, I'm pretty impressed on everything we've gotten done on this bike. I know that Debbie and the folks at National Fallen Heroes Memorial are really going to be happy for what we made for them.
This rascal's going right in here, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor to build a bike that'll be a tribute to all those who have fought and given so much to our country.
What's up, Ode?
Nothing.
How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Donald.
Hey, what do I hear? We're not doing a bike, we're doing an ATV.
Yeah.
Something different.
Yeah,
like
we're going freaking Odie style here.
Today I got Don from Orange County Powder Coating coming in to bring some colors so I can pick out what color I want to do this quad.
Why, Junior's out, Ben. Who's making the final decisions?
Depends on what? On this?
On the ATV.
We're leaving that up to Ode.
Odie, yeah.
Yeah. He's getting say-so on this.
Well, you should be looking at some colors.
Yeah.
Come on, let's pick some cool ones. I'm surprised Paul Jr.'s letting a 21-year-old pull the whole case down here with that ATV. Looking for like a fluorescent, something like that?
Yeah.
Ode's wants it to look like a freak show.
Freak show? We can do that. Hopefully we'll find something here. Here's some neons.
Wow. You want those two colors?
Now that would go together awesome.
Nobody miss you. What do you mean a headlight at night?
Today I picked out a fluorescent orange and a neon yellow color. And they're two bright colors that should go good together. Yeah. Do you like those colors?
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, I wouldn't pick them on something I was doing. It's just not really me.
I'm just trying to picture it once it's all done.
I know. It's tough.
I really want this whole quad to stand out. And I really think it's going to be pretty good when it's all done.
You agree with those colors?
Yeah, it's his freaking... That's his hot tamale. His bit, huh? He doesn't want to check with a small council of people who know what they're talking about when it comes to color and functionality?
It's not me.
Tomorrow we'll be getting some parts in for this thing finally. And then we got to go all over through the powder coat, what colors we want what, and bring it over to...
Mike, an email. It's kind of more personal, I think, doing it here than the shop because... You know, I have more time to think. You know, this here going back and forth and going back and forth is starting to get frustrating. He doesn't really want to meet at his place, or he doesn't want to come to my place. So I asked him if we could meet Friday and sit down and just kind of try and move forward. Beth.
Yeah.
Tell me how this sounds. If you send me an email on how we can move forward, I will respond. I have done enough verbal arguing. I won't do it no more. In other words, like, I'm not going backwards. I'm not going to be the so-called person monster that I was, if that's what I was. And it says, I hope you understand that it would be sad to live the rest of our lives apart. Let's meet at the Neptune on Friday and see if we can resolve our differences.
I hope that Mikey will come to the diner and meet with his father. I know that Senior's been really trying hard to talk with Mikey and to, you know, get together with him. So that way he can start somewhere.
I don't see, like, that I did anything to Mikey. Me and Paul are in a lawsuit, but there was no really falling out between me and Mikey other than him going to Paulie's side, and I know how that... happened. There's a difference between me and Paul's relationship and me and Mikey's relationship. That's why I'm really having a hard time. And I really honestly think, that if he wasn't persuaded by somebody else, I really think that this would have been resolved already.
Well, I hope that he meets with you.
We'll see Friday. Now it's up to him to either respond or show up at the diner.
What's up, Ode?
You know if we got parts coming?
We were supposed to have some here, but they didn't exactly come.
No?
Today is a little embarrassing. We were supposed to have parts here this morning, and they're just not, so I'm kind of worried about it.
So we have nothing here right now, right? We have anything to do today?
No. I'd like the stuff to start coming in, because I don't want to just be standing here doing nothing when Junior comes back.
That's going to be soon. You know, the first few weeks when work was far and few in between, you know, Junior had some stress because he's got people on the payroll and there's nothing going on. Odie's getting a little taste of what that's like. Not that it's actually coming out of his pocket, but it's a real life scenario.
Vincent.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on here?
You're looking at it. We got a roll of tape on the lift.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is this?
I'm not around big blue thing, but it's Odie's.
Usually I'm not the guy ordering all these parts, and so this whole thing's kind of new to me. Some of the parts are on their way, and then I'm still having problems getting a hold of other people.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that people don't realize. It's not just turning wrenches and fabricating parts. You know, there's a whole method to everything. I mean, you really got to be organized. You got to kind of orchestrate the whole build.
I promise you they will be here next week.
Will they?
Some of the stuff is coming from, like, California, so it takes time. My big concern about this whole thing is Junior's coming back next week, and I don't want people just standing around doing nothing, waiting for stuff. I have to have parts here, so I'm not standing here looking like a freak when Paulie comes back.
What were you doing last when you left?
I was waiting for this piece to come back, and then the primer will be done there, and then I could start with these.
You have to make those.
Yeah, you were saying that, yeah. Yep. So I'll have to make them.
Well, you want
to
do that? I mean, until I get the front end and everything on?
Sure, when you're ready to do that, I'll hold the trees.
Yeah, okay. We started the assembly at a Fallen Heroes bike yesterday, and we got a lot of the prep work done. So today we should be able to get some of the big stuff on the bike and get it into more of a roller.
The spacer should be right there. There we go. National Fallen Heroes Memorial.
Looks cool.
No, it looks better than cool.
One claymore.
How's that look?
That brings out the tank and everything.
Oh, yeah, that looks cool.
Looks like the Predator.
Yeah, cool.
I think it went all the way through, Jim. It just fit when we did something like here, we were planning on clipping it off. Once we had all the tins on, we just needed to thread the ammo belt through and around the frame without scratching the powder coat. All the way to here.
Oh, yeah, that ain't gonna work.
No, huh?
Oh, yeah, well.
I think the bike will represent the memorial really good. It looks good. It covers all the aspects that it needs to. It felt good to me to build something like this. And everybody.
Women of Dallas, all new Thursday at 9, only on TLC.
How is it? Parts. So when I came in this morning, there's a box outside. There's some of the parts that came in. They're just the A-arms, so they came right in, I opened it, and they had to go right out for powder coat.
So you're gonna pack these things up and take them over to powder coat?
Yeah.
You already know the colors that you're doing them?
Yep.
Cool. Well, get them over there, because Junior's gonna be here by the time you get back. What are you guys gonna be working on when he gets here?
I don't know.
You're in charge, you better have a plan.
I don't know.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. The frame and all the parts are at powder coater still. And while we're waiting on that, there's absolutely nothing to do here. If I don't do a good job on this whole quad, I think the guys at OCC are gonna talk a lot of about it, and that can't happen.
What's going on?
Nothing.
I know, I could see that. Oh, you know, I came back from my honeymoon today, and there's not a lot going on in the shop. Felt to me like Odie was struggling a bit.
Everything went to powder coat, what?
Today? I dropped the A-arms and stuff off today. They didn't even have the powder in yet.
Oh. Are you happy with the progress?
Well, with the parts coming in?
Yeah.
No, because they said that everything should have been here like Friday or so.
It's not so easy, is it?
No.
Huh? Well, he's kind of realizing probably what it takes to even a quad project, all the vendors you gotta line up and everything you gotta get going. Give you an idea what it takes to get it done, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot.
I've been emailing Mikey back and forth, trying to get with him. Supposedly, we got it set up where we're going to meet in the Neptune Diner, which is right across the street, because he just wanted to meet in a neutral place so that we could talk. I'm really interested in kind of gaining a relationship back with him. Hopefully, you know, we'll meet over there and we'll talk about things that we need from each other to move forward, other than including anybody else.
Here you go, enjoy.
Okay, thank you. I'm a little bit nervous about the meeting, but you know, the one thing that I have to focus on is not the past. And I think that's what everybody's having a problem with. They want to go back into childhood and why I wasn't there for them and blah, blah, blah. And you know, if anything, I've learned that we're all adults, and if we're going to move forward, then let's sit down and talk to each other about our needs and what do we need to do. What do you need from me? And what do I need from you to have a relationship?
My father wanted me to meet him at a coffee shop today to talk about our relationship. And I just don't think, I'm gonna go.
You know, I think my father honestly thinks we can have a relationship outside of the whole mess here, and it doesn't work that way. He victimizes himself, and he tries to make it like, woe is me, Paulie did this, Paulie did that, or my sons aren't, or we've done so much more here at OCC since those guys are gone. And he publicly professes that, and then he wants a relationship with me. And it's just, I don't get it. I've just seen him turn from a moral man to a very angry, vindictive, power-hungry, savage of a man. He's just not there anymore. He's simply not there. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. He's not the same person.
Yeah, Mike, it's Dad. It's like 3:11. I've been here for like 15 minutes. I was kind of hoping you were here by now, but do me a favor. If you're not coming, then give me a call and let me know that you're not coming. Thanks. It kind of aggravates me a little bit that Mikey's taking Paulie's side, because all Mikey's life, Paulie's always manipulated him. You know, Mikey has a hard time because he likes to please people. So Paulie has a way of manipulating people really well. So I think that that's a big part of what's been going on here. So it does bother me in that sense, because I think Michael really does want to talk with me. Me and him shouldn't have any beef. I really didn't do anything to him, and he's really done nothing to me.
No matter how much Paul has been wrong in anything, my father comes on so strong, and he does anything he can to try and destroy Paul and his business, that it's just everything's, his behavior is totally unwarranted. So, you know, I'm not trying to minimize anything that Paul's done wrong, but, you know, I definitely think that you know, my father pushed this to where it is.
I was supposed to meet Mike at the Neptune Diner. I thought we had kind of an agreement to meet here. So I've been here probably a half an hour or so. I made a phone call. He didn't answer his phone. What a surprise. But that's the way it's been all along with this situation. But I'm the only guy that really makes an effort to sit down with any of these guys, at any given time. If they made a phone call this minute, I'd go sit down with them. But I think that they like to talk about it, so they look better. And I think that it's been going on so long that you almost start getting numb to it. You get sick and tired of making an attempt and getting smacked in the face. So I just think that I'm at the point now where if they really want to have a relationship with me, like they're always talking they do, then they know what my number is and they know where I live.
I do believe that my father is the father here, and he is the only person in this situation who has the sole power to honestly eat and put the family back together. Sometimes a man's got to do that, and I just...
New episode of American Chopper, next Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Today, we're at Fort Ritchie, which is in Cascade, Maryland. It's an old Army base. They're allowing us to use this for the unveiling of the Freedom Bike with Paul Sr. and OCC. And it's all for supporting the troops and bringing awareness to the National Fallen Heroes Memorial.
Well, I thought I heard in the faint distance the rumble of a motorcycle. Did you hear it? Could this be, ladies and gentlemen, from Orange County Chopper, the Freedom Bike, National Fallen Heroes Memorial with Paul Sr. on board?
I was overwhelmed. When I saw the bike, I just couldn't believe it. It was more than I could ever expect.
It's an honor to be here, and it's an honor to be part of the Fallen Heroes Memorial Foundation. So I'd like to go over the bike and just kind of show some of the things that it represents and stuff. So this bike is actually a tribute to James Higgins Jr., which is her son, and also to be used as a vehicle to raise money for the Fallen Heroes Memorial. Okay, where do I begin? If you look at it, it has that camouflage color to it, and it's kind of like based off of a Humvee vehicle, but some of the features is it's, we have an AR-15 machine gun here that retracts, and also the bullets that are all around there. These ammo boxes, actually one of them has the battery in it. We have these Claymore mines here. You have two Claymore mines.
Yeah.
And on the back here it says land, air, and sea, and then there's all five branches of the military there. It was a good project for us. Everybody in the shop was very involved in doing this because of what it meant to us, and I just actually proud to be part of this. Thank you.
We need to raise $17 million for the museum and approximately $120 million for everything. And it's not hard to do. Look at the billions we raised in a weekend for Haiti and for Katrina. It's a place for our wounded military and for our families that have lost loved ones to go to and to say, yes, this is for you. So we need to raise it now, and it can be done. We just need people to do it. This memorial is not only for every U.S. military out there serving, wounded, and past. In my heart, it's for my son.
It's taking forever.
Oh, man.
You know, I felt it necessary to talk to my brother about all the correspondence I've been having with my father because we're brothers and we're sort of in all of this together. You know, I've been corresponding with Dad, right? Via email?
I vaguely know, yes.
Until Dad's willing to make some changes or anything, I'm gonna cut off the whole situation because it's just not good for me.
Basically, he was done trying to, you know, get knots in his stomach every time he opened up his email, and he was just gonna let it go and keep moving forward. I mean, that's what we've all kind of done with the situation.
My relationship with him is not non-existent. Danny's relationship with him is non-existent due to the way he acts. Until something changes, there's not going to be any efforts on anybody's part to reach out because it's just nothing changes. I mean, look at my wedding. He didn't come to the wedding. Now, believe me, that regardless of the circumstances, that hurts.
I really feel that my father should have just kind of put everything aside and shown up at Paulie's wedding. It would have meant a great deal to Paul. I know it was sort of hard for him to invite him, so it should be sort of hard for my father to make it, but he should have made it. And if he can't just put things aside for something like that, I don't see him putting things aside for much else.
I don't know what's happened to him. I don't feel like I know him at all anymore. You know, we fought for all these years, and there was some kind of at least some kind of resolve or some kind of understanding, although I never understood where he was coming from. But at this stage, to really attack your entire family consistently, I don't think anybody gets that.
I can't make heads or tails of it. I can't make a single bit of sense out of it.
And I'll be honest with you, I find myself feeling sorry for him in the sense that anyone who puts the things he puts ahead of his family has to be in a bad place. When we're all carrying on and living life and trying to improve our lives and growing together as a family, and he's just still doing the same thing, saying the same thing over and over again, and believing all his lies, I think that's sad.
I couldn't agree anymore.
We want to keep it healthy. We got a good situation. Everybody's moving forward with their lives in exciting, new and exciting ways. And so it's hard because you want that relationship, but when you try to enter back into it, it brings you down.
I don't want Jekyll and Hyde. I want him to prove that he can be balanced and steady and make good, but he doesn't want to do any of that.
No, he doesn't want to try. Nobody's looking for a perfect father whatsoever. No. Just someone who isn't out to destroy us.
Yeah.
That's not too much to ask, is it?
I don't think so. No, it's not at all.
My father, he conspires against us, and I think that's disturbing. And I don't think anyone signs up for that. It's not an okay situation.
All right, brother.
I
appreciate you, man. We got to keep in communication, and you are sweaty.
It's not when someone comes up and says, oh, my father's just like yours. No, he's not. He's not just like mine. It's different. And in the past, maybe there's been more relatability, but since the separation, I don't think anyone could relate to it anymore.
You know, things change.
He stormed out. At that point, I knew that there was no coming back.
The Tuttles try to make sense of why their family has fallen apart.
Yeah, you know, there were plenty of good times. I mean, I've enjoyed working with my father. Not always, but, you know, there's been times where it was good.
Senior, Junior, and Mikey give in-depth interviews on the events that have led to their estrangement.
As far as Paulie being driven to be successful, I don't think so.
You're the most disrespectful person that I know.
How did it get this bad?
I think, honestly, things went bad when money started getting tight and they weren't making it hand over fist at Orange County Choppers anymore.
Where do they stand now?
When I opened up my own shop, the idea was to do things differently. We had an awesome opportunity to start from scratch and really establish a good work ethic.
And what does the future hold?
If he has a genuine interest in having reconciliation, then he doesn't show it at all.
After 20-something years, I've been trying so hard to make this thing work, I can't do it no more. I think if I could say anything to Paulie right now, I think it would be, what do we need to do to move forward? Because all we have is the present.